Thank you, Malia. Just keep playing. Again, I want to ask for your prayers today. I'd like to share a scripture reading with you. If you'd like to read along with me, I'm going to ask you to turn to the third proverb, Proverbs chapter 3. I'd like to begin reading there with verse 1. And I want to ask you to really pay close attention to the things that we're going to read from this proverb. There's some promises that are made in this, but they're conditional promises. They're based upon our things that we do. And it begins with this admonition. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And I'm going to stop reading there, reading the first 10 verses of Proverbs 3 for a scripture reading. And I want you to notice here for a moment, in these 10 verses that we read, we would read the instruction given. In verse 1, we read instruction that was given. In verse 2, we read the blessing that comes from obeying that. And it's this way, verse to verse, through these 10 verses. Verse 3 gives instruction. Verse 4 tells the blessing that will be received for following that instruction. If you hear, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, there is the instruction. The blessing is that length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. In the third verse, it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. The blessing is that you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And, you know, there is something that we are taught all throughout the Scriptures. There are many things, I should say, but two of the things that we are taught all throughout the Scriptures is that God will bless people for obeying His Word. He will bless people for obeying His Word. But I'll tell you something else that we read is that God will bring punishment for disobedience to His Word. Now, a lot of times we like the first one. A lot of times we like the fact that God will bless if we obey Him. We're not so crazy oftentimes about the fact that He will chastise us or punish us if we don't obey Him. But both of those things are true. And, you know, I would like to use this these words today for a title. We need God. We need Him. If you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe it's in verse 5, the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, we are not sufficient as of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. We are to rely upon the Lord. We are to have a dependency upon God, and that's what He wants us to do. That's what God wants us to do, and that's the instruction that Solomon gave to us here in this third proverb, that we are to walk in the ways of the Lord, that we are to keep His commandments, that we are not to let mercy and truth forsake us, that we are to place our trust in the Lord, that we are not to lean to our own understanding, but we are to place our trust in the Lord, that we are not to be wise in our own eyes, but in all of our ways we are to acknowledge God. And really, this gives, I believe, this gives us the formula that's needed for the best life that we can live here on the earth. You know, if we will follow, and that's what I'm afraid that, you know, too many people don't understand. If we will follow the rules, if we will follow the instructions that God gave us in His Word, and try to our best ability to obey God, to take Him at His word, and to try to obey His word, we will spend our time on earth in the best possible way that we can. God gave us a collection of instructions that will do that for us, that will allow us to spend our time on earth in the most productive way that we can if we are willing to follow them. But far too often, we think that as human beings, I'm afraid far too often, we have a tendency to think that we have the better idea. Too often we're like, what was it? I believe it was Ford Motor Company some years back that used the slogan that they have a better idea. Well, that's the way that we are oftentimes. We think that we have the better idea. Sometimes people obviously believe that they know more than God knows, that we know more about what we need to do for ourselves than what God knows about us. And that's always a dangerous approach. That's a dangerous avenue to take. I read an article this week that I want to share with you just what was highlighted in that. But I read an article this week that some, and I'm just going to state it this way, that some fool had written. And what he was saying in this was that we don't need these things anymore. The article was headlined by saying that we don't need to only question the Ten Commandments, but we need to question all the Bible. And he wrote this article that said there's no need for us, we don't need the instruction that's given to us in the Ten Commandments. We are capable of instructing ourselves. We are capable of telling ourselves what we ought to do and what we should not do. And we don't need some divine being telling us that. We are sufficient to tell ourselves, to govern ourselves. And you know, that may sound far-fetched, but I'll tell you what, we are swiftly seeing more and more people that feel exactly that way. We don't need these things anymore. We're not dependent upon, some book that was written that tells us what to do. We'll just govern our own selves, and we'll walk in our own ways. And, you know, the truth is that people can choose to do that. God will allow it. And I'm going to talk about that some in this message today. God will allow that. But I'll tell you, that is a dangerous way to live. And it doesn't come to a good end. I want you to think again about what was said here in the 5th and 6th verse of Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, these two things go hand in hand. If you're going to really place your trust in the Lord, if you're going to truly trust in the Lord with all your heart, you're going to have to lay your own thinking and your own understanding aside. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. If we do this, if we follow the instructions that were given to us here, the promise is that God will guide our lives. Why is it important that we have God directing our way? Why is it important that God is the one that we yield right of way to, that God is the one that we allow to be providential in our lives, that we let God guide us? What's the great importance of that? Well, He never takes us in the wrong direction. God, you know, any time that God is given the lead, God always leads us in the right way. Always. What was it that David said concerning that? In the 23rd Psalm, he said, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. God will not lead us in the path of evil. He will lead us in the ways of righteousness, in the ways of holiness, in the direction that we need to be going. If we look at the next verse in verse 7, where Solomon said, Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And the way that God leads will lead us away from the path of evil, and He will lead us in the ways of righteousness. And that's why that we need Him. That's why that we need God's leadership, because no matter how brilliant that we may think that we are, no matter how brilliant that a person may think they are, I assure you that there's nobody that really knows the direction. There's really nobody that knows the way that they need to go the way that God does. Listen, all of the Einsteins of the world, all of the wisdom that has been in the minds of men ever since the beginning, there's nobody that's ever come close to being as wise as God. He knows everything. He can look ahead and He can see what is before us. God knows the beginning and the end and everything in between. I'm afraid sometimes that, and I realize that perhaps nobody here would be guilty of publishing such a thing as I was talking about. Perhaps no one here would be guilty of, writing an article and saying, we just don't need God. We just don't need His instruction. We don't need the Word of God. But listen, what are we saying? Really think about it. What are we saying when we voluntarily make ourselves absent from the house of God? When the man of God is going to be standing before the congregation and giving instruction, trying to deliver the message that God has placed upon his heart. What are we saying when we just absent ourselves? Are we saying that we don't need to hear those things? We don't need that instruction. We know what's good for us. We'll just do our own thing. I'll tell you what, I'm afraid that too many of God's people fall into that very lifestyle. I don't need that. You know, I don't necessarily need the fellowship that I'm going to get from assembling with the people of God. I don't need the instruction that's going to come down from the pastor. I don't need to hear the testimonies that people are going to give about how that God has blessed them in their lives. I've got my friends, and I'll do just fine. I'll tell you what, we need this, folks. We need this. And I'm going to tell you that people that have got it in their mind that they can do just as well without the church as they can with it, well, they've listened to the devil. They're sadly mistaken. We need this. We need the Lord and we need each other. And we need to, as the Bible teaches us, we need to encourage each other. We need to exhort one another when it's necessary. We need to be willing to rebuke one another. And we need to, as the Bible tells us, we need to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace and look out for one another. We need the Lord. And we need everything that he has to offer. I'll tell you what, when people begin to reject God, and I'm going to share some scripture with you to back up what I'm saying here, but I'll tell you, if it's an individual, if it's a family, if it's a nation of people, when people begin to push God away and say, we don't need this, we don't need God, we don't need His Word, we don't need His instruction, I'm telling you, they're headed in a dangerous direction. And that's the way, as I said, that more and more that it's becoming in the nation that you and I live in. You know, when I was reading that, I thought about the fact that what that person, whoever that was, what that person had written, it reminded me exactly of the people that are spoken of in the sixth chapter of Jeremiah in verse 16 where the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and seek and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And what was their response? But they said, we will not walk therein. The promise to them was that if they would do that, that they would find rest for their souls. And you know, today, though we have lived in a nation that was essentially founded upon the Word of God and founded upon godly principles, it seems there are more people all the time that are saying, we will no longer walk in those ways. We won't live in those ways. We don't need those antiquated ways anymore. What a horrible mindset. I want you to think about this. We're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about men that were inspired of the Holy Spirit of God to write these things. We're not talking about somebody making a suggestion. What I read here and have read before you today is not somebody that was just saying, well, you know, this would be a good idea. I'm talking about instruction that was given to us that we will be blessed by following it, but you can bet that we're going to pay the price if we don't. We're going to pay the penalty for disobedience if and when we don't. So when the Bible tells us, when under divine inspiration it was written, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Now we know what the Bible says here in this very verse that will be the result of those that do that. God will direct our paths. But what happens to those who don't? What happens with those who don't obey this? What happens with those who don't trust in the Lord with all their heart? What happens to those who don't turn away from their own understanding and in all their ways acknowledge God and allow Him to direct thy path? What happens to people that do that? Well, you know what? One way or another, we're going to spend our time on the earth, aren't we? Now, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know how long you're going to live. But one way or another, we're going to be here until God says we're not here anymore. And we're going to spend our time on the earth doing something. We're going to walk a path either in the right direction or in the wrong direction, aren't we? And so, if the way to have our path directed by God is to trust Him with all of our heart and to forsake our own understanding and in all of our ways acknowledge Him and look to Him for His guidance and look to Him for His leadership, if that's the way to go in the right direction, then it only makes sense that whenever we don't do that, that we're headed in the wrong direction. And the Bible speaks plainly. Listen, I want everybody to think about this. I want, if you're here today and you're a young Christian, I want you to especially think about this. I want you to think about what the Bible tells us. And we find this recorded in the first chapter of Romans in the 28th verse about people that just say, I don't need God. Paul wrote about people that did not, he said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Well, that's pretty easily understood, isn't it? People that did not even like to retain God in their knowledge. So what did he do? The Bible says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And trust me, you don't want God to let go of you. I assure you, you don't want that. You don't want God to turn you over to your own way of thinking. I mean, it's obvious to me from what the Apostle Paul said that God works in our minds. Not only in our hearts, certainly God works in our hearts, but it's obvious that He also works in our minds. If we will proverb told us to do, to place our trust in the Lord, to acknowledge Him instead of ourselves, to look to His ways instead of our ways, to look to God to guide us instead of us to guide ourselves, that God will work within us. And when we decide we don't want that, He'll turn us over to a reprobate mind. And that's an evil mind. Sometimes I think that it seems to me that many people have even lost any conscience, doesn't it? We'll just do anything. I'm telling you, God, our Creator, gave us rules. He gave us rules to live by. And all of this stuff that people have been saying for years and years, well, we're our own. We'll do what we want. We'll do our own thing. You know, as I said a moment ago, if that's what people choose, God will allow them. And we see example after example of that in the Scriptures where God did allow that to happen. Listen, I want you to know something. You can make choices that are bad for you and bad for those around you. And you can make choices that you will suffer for because they go against the things that God has instructed us. Do we need the Ten Commandments? Do we need that type of moral living that is laid down in the Word of God? Yes, we do. We will do horrible things outside of the instructions that God has given us. I'm telling you, He gave us a good way. A very good way. God gave us some wonderful instructions. And there are things that we, in our lifetime, think about it. There are things in our lifetime that we have known are right and wrong based upon what God has told us. There are things that we know that we are not supposed to do because God forbid them. There are things that we know that we should do because God told us that we are to do them. And again, Paul spoke about people who didn't even want God in their mind. Didn't even want God on their thoughts. Did not even want to retain God in their minds and in their knowledge. And he turned them over to a reprobate mind. You know, listen, in our nation, and I don't know how you feel, but I believe that we have witnessed this and that we are witnessing this. Listen, if we don't live right, if we don't follow the rules, if we don't live our lives according to the Word of God, and the instructions that he gave us, God oftentimes reaches the point where he just backs away. He just pulls away. He says, if they're not going to listen to me, if this is the path that they have chosen, I will turn them over to that. And you know, when that happens, then we begin to see the depravity of man. We begin to see the things that man will do when he is left on his own. You know, the reason behind so much of the gross immorality that's happening around us, the root cause of that is because people don't want to listen to God. They think they've got it all figured out. They think they're smarter than him. We don't need those instructions. We know what to do ourselves, and we are seeing the results of that type of thinking. We need his direction. We need God to lead us in the right path. In the 33rd Psalm, I've shared this with you many times, in the 33rd Psalm, in the 12th verse, this is what the Bible says about a nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. You know what the contrast to that is? You know what the opposite of that is? Cursed is any nation when he's not. Blessed is any nation whose God is the Lord. Cursed is any nation when God is not their Lord. Every time throughout history, when we read about it in the Old Testament, every time that Israel turned against God, they paid an awful price for doing it. We were studying this morning about the state of the children of Israel when they were in Babylon. The things that they had lost, the things that they had lost by being in captivity. But let me tell you something. Do you know why that Israel spent 70 years? You know why the people of Judah spent 70 years in captivity in Babylon? It was because they did not listen to God. They left behind his instructions. They left behind his ways. They served other things. They disobeyed him. They didn't keep the Sabbath of the land. They blatantly disobeyed God's instruction. And you know what? He gave them over to the Babylonians. He gave them over to punish, to be punished and to suffer the things that they did there. These are serious times, people. I'm telling you, these are serious times. And we need to follow the instruction that God has given us, to trust him, to acknowledge him, to acknowledge God's ways. And I'll just ask the question in closing. Think about it. What do you want your life to be? You've only got one here on the earth. You only got one life to live here on the earth. What do you want your life to be? Do you want it to turn out right or to turn out wrong? Do you want it to be a good life or a bad life? Well, if you want your life to turn out right, you're going to have to listen to what God said. You know, if you're here today and you're lost, God has commanded something of you. You know what that is? He has commanded that all men everywhere repent. You're going to have to listen to that. You're going to have to obey that, or you're going to have to spend an eternity without him. When we get saved, if we want to live our lives the way that they should be lived, we're going to have to listen to what thus saith the Lord and obey it. If we don't, we won't live our lives properly. I appreciate your attention. Those are the thoughts that the Lord placed upon my heart. Brother Strode, you have a song. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own.